Hi. This is the third part of coding interview questions. This podcast covers some frequently asked coding interview questions and answers that can help you prepare to ace your next tech interview. Question 41. What different types of loops are used in programming? Answer. There are generally three types of loops used in programming. 1. For loop. A for loop is used when you know the number of iterations in advance. It consists of an initialization statement, a condition that defines the loop continuation, an iteration statement, and a set of statements to be executed within the loop. 2. While loop. A while loop is used when you want to repeat a block of code until a certain condition becomes false. The condition is evaluated before each iteration, and as long as it remains true, the loop continues. 3. Do while loop. A do while loop is similar to a while loop, but the condition is checked after each iteration. This guarantees that the loop's code block is executed at least once, even if the condition is initially false. Question 42. How to swap two numbers without using a third variable? Answers. To swap two numbers without using a third variable, you can utilize arithmetic operations. Here's a common technique called the XOR swap algorithm. Question 43. What is Flask? Answer. Flask is a popular web framework for building web applications and APIs using the Python programming language. It is designed to be simple, lightweight, and easy to use, making it a popular choice for developers of all skill levels. Question 44. Explain the key features of a Flask? Answer. The following are the key features of Flask include. Routing. Flask allows you to map URLs to functions, known as routes, using decorators. This makes it easy to define the different endpoints of your application. Dot. HTTP request handling. Flask provides a simple interface to handle HTTP requests such as GET, POST, PUT, DELETE, etc. You can access request data, query parameters, form data, and file uploads. Dot. Template engine. Flask includes a built-in templating engine called Jinja 2, which enables the separation of logic and presentation. It allows you to define reusable templates and dynamically generate HTML or other text-based content. Dot. Integration with other tools. Flask can easily integrate with other Python libraries and tools, such as databases, form validation libraries, authentication systems, and more. Dot. Extensibility. Flask is highly extensible and allows developers to add functionality through various Flask extensions. There are extensions available for tasks like handling user authentication, managing database connections, generating forms, and interacting with APIs. Question 45. What are the components of Django architecture? Answer. The Django architecture follows the Model View Controller, MVC, architectural pattern, although it's more accurately described as a Model View Template, MVT, pattern. Let's break down the components of the Django architecture. Model. The model represents the data structure of the application. It defines the database schema, including tables, fields, relationships, and constraints. Django provides an ORM layer, allowing you to interact with the database using Python code without writing SQL queries directly. View. The view handles the business logic and processes the user's requests. It acts as a mediator between the model and the template. Views receive requests from the user, perform any necessary data retrieval or manipulation using the model, and then pass the processed data to the template for rendering. Template. The template defines the presentation layer of the application. It specifies how the data should be displayed to the user. Django's template engine allows you to create HTML templates with placeholders that are populated with data from the view. URL dispatcher. The URL dispatcher maps URLs to the appropriate view functions. It helps in routing incoming requests to the corresponding view based on the URL patterns defined in the application. Middleware. Middleware allows you to perform operations on requests and responses. It provides a flexible way to process incoming requests, authenticate users, handle sessions, and more. Form. Django provides a form system that simplifies handling user input and data validation. Forms handle user input, validate the data based on defined rules, and provide an interface for displaying errors. Question 46. What is a bubble sort algorithm? Answer. Bubble sort is a simple sorting algorithm that repeatedly steps through a list of elements to be sorted. It compares adjacent elements and swaps them if they are in the wrong order. This process is repeated until the entire list is sorted. The algorithm gets its name from the way smaller elements bubble to the top of the list during each iteration. Question 47. What is a radix sort algorithm? Answer. Radix sort is a non-comparative sorting algorithm that sorts integers by grouping them based on their individual digits or radix. It is an efficient algorithm for sorting numbers and is particularly useful when the range of values to be sorted is known in advance. Question 48. Name and explain the different types of errors that occurs while executing a program. Answer. Here are some common types of errors encountered during program execution. Syntax errors. These errors occur when the program violates the rules of the programming language's syntax. They usually prevent the code from being compiled or interpreted correctly. Runtime errors. Runtime errors occur during program execution when an unexpected condition or situation arises that the program cannot handle. They are often caused by logical errors, improper input, or unforeseen circumstances. Runtime errors typically result in the program terminating abruptly or producing incorrect results. Logical errors. Logical errors occur when the program's logic is flawed, resulting in incorrect output or undesired behavior. These errors are challenging to identify since the program runs without throwing any exceptions. Logical errors are typically caused by mistakes in the algorithm or incorrect implementation of the program's requirements. Semantic errors. Semantic errors are similar to logical errors and occur when the program violates the semantic rules of the programming language. These errors involve incorrect usage or understanding of language constructs, data types, or functions. Semantic errors can lead to unexpected behavior or incorrect program execution. Linker errors. Linker errors occur during the linking phase when multiple source code files are combined to create an executable program. They often arise due to unresolved symbols, such as missing function definitions or incompatible libraries. Linker errors prevent the creation of a valid executable file. Compiler errors. Compiler errors occur during the compilation process when the source code is converted into machine code or an intermediate representation. These errors indicate violations of the language's syntax or other language-specific rules. Compiler errors prevent the creation of executable code until the issues are fixed. Assertion errors. Assertions are statements within the code that verify specific conditions. Assertion errors occur when an assertion fails, indicating that an expected condition is not met. These errors are primarily used for debugging and testing purposes, allowing developers to catch unexpected program states or assumptions. Question 49. What is iterative quicksort algorithm? Answer. The iterative quicksort algorithm is a variation of the quicksort algorithm that avoids recursive function calls and instead uses a stack or auxiliary data structure to simulate recursion. This approach eliminates the overhead of function calls, making it more memory efficient and reducing the risk of stack overflow for large input sizes. Question 50. What is a machine code? Answer. Machine code is a low-level programming language that directly corresponds to the instructions understood by a computer's central processing unit, CPU. It consists of a series of binary instructions that can be executed by the CPU to perform specific tasks. Question 51. What is software testing? Why do you need it? Answer. Software testing is a crucial process of evaluating a software application or system to identify defects, errors, or gaps in its functionality. It involves running the software under controlled conditions and comparing its actual results with the expected results. The primary goal of software testing is to ensure that the software meets the specified requirements and functions correctly. Question 52. Why do you need software testing? Answer. Here are a few reasons why software testing is necessary. 1. Detecting bugs and defects. Software testing helps in identifying coding errors, functionality issues, and other defects in the software. By finding and addressing these issues early in the development cycle, you can prevent them from causing more significant problems or negatively impacting users. 2. Ensuring software functionality. Testing verifies that the software performs as intended and meets the specified requirements. It helps in validating that all features and functionalities work correctly and produce the expected outputs. 3. Enhancing software quality. Testing contributes to improving the overall quality of software. It helps in identifying areas that require refinement, optimization, or enhancement, leading to a more reliable and user-friendly product. 4. Increasing user satisfaction. By identifying and fixing issues before deployment, you can minimize the chances of users encountering problems or frustrations while using the software. 5. Reducing risks and costs. You can prevent potential losses, financial damages, or negative impacts on the reputation of the software or the organization by addressing the issues early. Additionally, fixing defects during the development phase is generally less expensive in the software lifecycle. 6. Compliance and regulatory requirements. Certain industries have specific regulations and standards that software must meet. Testing ensures compliance with these requirements and helps in avoiding legal or regulatory issues. Question 53. What is the beta version of a program? Answer. In software development, a beta version refers to a pre-release version of a program or software application that is made available to a limited number of users for testing and feedback. Beta versions are typically released after the alpha version, which is an initial version of the software tested internally by the developers. Question 54. What is the primary version of a program? Answer. The primary purpose of releasing a beta version is to gather real-world user feedback, identify bugs, and make necessary improvements before the software is officially launched or made available to the general public. Beta testing allows developers to gain insights into how the software performs in different environments and usage scenarios, and it helps them refine the product based on user experiences and suggestions. Question 55. What is a compiler? Answer. A compiler is a software tool that translates source code written in a programming language into a lower-level representation, typically machine code or bytecode, that can be executed by a computer. It is an essential component of the software development process. Question 56. Explain the DRY principle. Answer. The DRY principle, which stands for Don't Repeat Yourself, is a software development principle aimed at reducing repetition and promoting code reusability and maintainability. The principle suggests that every piece of knowledge or logic within a software system should have a single, unambiguous representation. Question 57. What is sorting? Answer. Sorting is the process of arranging a collection of items or elements in a particular order. It is a fundamental operation in computer science and is used to organize data so that it can be efficiently searched, accessed, or processed. Question 58. List some common sorting algorithms. Answer. Following are the common sorting algorithms. 1. Bubble sort. It repeatedly compares adjacent elements and swaps them if they are in the wrong order. 2. Selection sort. It finds the minimum or maximum element from the unsorted part of the list and places it at the beginning or end of the sorted part. 3. Insertion sort. It builds the final sorted array one item at a time, inserting each element into its correct position in the sorted part of the array. 4. Merge sort. It follows the divide and conquer approach by recursively dividing the array into smaller subarrays, sorting them, and then merging them back into a single sorted array. 5. Quick sort. It also uses the divide and conquer strategy, but it chooses a pivot element and partitions the array around the pivot, recursively sorting the subarrays on each side of the pivot. 6. Heap sort. It builds a binary heap data structure from the array and repeatedly extracts the maximum or minimum element from the heap to form the sorted sequence. Question 59. What is a multidimensional array? Answer. A multidimensional array is a data structure that can hold values organized in multiple dimensions. Unlike a one-dimensional array, which is a linear collection of elements, a multidimensional array represents data in a tabular or matrix-like format. Question 60. What is an AVL tree? Answer. An AVL tree is a self-balancing binary search tree. It was designed to maintain efficient operations for searching, insertion, and deletion while ensuring that the tree remains balanced. In an AVL tree, each node has a key, and the keys in the left subtree are less than the key in the node, while the keys in the right subtree are greater. This property allows for efficient searching within the tree. Thank you for listening to our podcast.